Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, radiopulpit.co.za, and of course we are together. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. We are touching base on this issue, suffering for Christ. What it is even all about. What your experiences have been like, you know, because of you being a follower of Christ. What kind of persecutions have you gone through? It's not a matter of measuring whether you're suffering or not. It's a matter of seeing how you were able to deal with the sufferings, you know. And it's not an issue with we are going to judge or what, but the fact that you had gone through that, you know, we are looking into that. Send us your WhatsApps, 082657-2729. Let's hear what you say. And of course, also, you can drop us a voice note on the WhatsApp number there, 082657-2729. I promised you that song. I'm going to play it. Don't worry.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth, life explained.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. And we are talking about suffering for Christ. Let me bring this to you, Sipho. Now, I am looking at Romans chapter 8, verse 17. It says, if children, then heirs of the Elohim and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may be glorified together. Now, the issue is, in our sufferings, we suffer together with him. And even the way we put the topic, suffering for Christ. But in these sufferings that we are going through, he suffers with us, Sipho. You know?
Yeah.
He suffers with us. Now I'm putting this to Usipho intentional because kukhona things as you must Sipho. Umabekthuka bekubukela phansi. Bethu ambheke uzaxe kanjani lo mntwana. Uma beku comparisha Sipho, konje ukukompara yini jabulani ngesiZulu? Ukufanisela, ukulinganisela.
Qhathanisa.
Uma beqhathanisa nabanye ozakwenu. Bethi awubheke labondleke kanjani. Kukhona into engathi ayikho right ngalo mntwana. Uma uba nokugula enqondweni bese bathi hayi ngempela akukho la aya khona. Namhlanje uSipho wakhe indlu enefestere elidlula amafestere wonke wehlobo ayithi ngiyeke le. Yayibona. But he suffered with Christ. USipho loke washayiswa ibhasi. USipho lo. Let's come on and I'm trying to do Usipho, Uradev. And Uma Peravantana Bake, Nilan Maso, about Court Kelly, good Pella, and Pilinam Google of Agaja Lagaja. And come on good long lions on Pelentis, your time. I eco uncle and the Kulma Tinasik Bonumuse, ake kuba bonje ngawe mhlamba yambhalela futhi nangabe kuma encwadi zabo zokubhala but he had the greatest father in the world abazi ukuthi uke wabhekwa njengesiqalekiso emndenini wangakibo eish
sipho mfundisi yabi topic today is sometimes it becomes personal.
Yeah, man. So
suffering for Christ, there are things that we have to fire through them. This. When I got saved in 1998, when family, I grew up 7 years ago, when I have to go out, that's where salvation comes in. They didn't tell everything, but when I went out into that family, they said, bring all the clothes, as I just tell you.
Yes.
I could be naked by then, but unfortunately, when I'm back, I'm a servant in Pruari. I'm a single as only Pruvo and his tattoo. I'm a Tigok Samadan, I'm a Puman Kogegon. But I never look back. And the young Kala corner is Umfon and Utu Middle, I look shin, but to my son, Umama can Umama surrender all. Gulangikand, I had to share the same bed now because why Gula, Nomia Gula, Polutev, I don't have money. But living with that guy, sharing the same bed, when I look back, I thank God to have allowed that suffering. In that suffering, I never look back, but I trusted God even at the 0 hour of my life. But I never look at back. When I see him from the Sinanin Lelaban to Bagin Tritangayo, it comes to my mind that definitely impela uNkulunkulu wayeqinisele ukuthi inhliziyo yomuntu yibi futhi iyakhohlisa banongayazi because people they can judge you in terms of what they look at you. When I see them today and see what the Lord has done, definitely ngiyasho ukuthi kwangilungela ukuthi ngidlule kuleyo nhlupheko, so that when I see others vying to that situation, I must able to understand ukuthi Nama was once there. That is why kubalulekile njengabantwana bakaNkulunkulu ukuthi sicinisane simisibindi ukuthi kuphile ekhayeni mfundisi la kunenye inkolo remember mkhulu wami wayekhonza kule South English babefafaza itswayi kulo fafaza endlini amfafaze ngetswayi lombhede wonke kube manzi sometimes embhedeni. You will stand up looking there as a child, not looking back, but saying, I won't bow to this God. Ubabuke ekhayeni elinjalo ngihlale ngo-2000 mfundisi. Nizwa kude kuhlukene nokuhlanyuza abantu bathi ngeke sizwe ngayo mthatheni imikise kwenye inyama. We are sick but you cannot even deliver yourself. But thank God ukuthi they were not managed to get that car ukuthi bangisethe that inyama. Bring mfundisi abafundisi labo bebathi ake sikukuthini bafundisi babo. So lokho nje ukuhlupheka ungenalo ikhaya elihlelekile, ungenalo into eyiphathekayo, ungenayo i-backbone, khulu ungenayo ubaba. Konke lokho uma uzibala zonke le nhlupheko, ngiya kule vesi elikhona kujabulani ukuthi all things have together for good. Important is called according to divine also.
Ya, mfundisi wa mina.
Kani mambo pastor?
Kani mambo mfundisi wa mina?
Emadini yabasefesi, uDabele ucina nenkosi nasemandlana amakhulu.
Ngempela.
Ngomnyaka ka-164 kufikela 165 ezweni lasesingerina kwacubuka isifo lesamuka nabantu abaningi abahlali. Abantu bathi hhayi lesifo lesi sibangwa ukuthi izithixo lezi zithukuthele ngokuba abantu abazikhonzi bakhonze unkulunkulu wabo. Kwabe sekuphuma ingcina kuzinyelwa amakholelo wonke la akholwa uJesu Kristu.
Hey madoda.
Abulawa. Ngoba nomfundi lo womfundi kaMpostolo Johane. Wayececeshe uMpostolo Johane bathi uPaul Cup.
Yeah.
Naye walandwa ekhaya. Nayilandi kakhulu vela nami ngadisikhathi. Wayesele enkundleni ukuthiwa makakuphike uKristu. Bakamphike kubathi umlilo omkhulu.
Hey Matat.
Wathi mina sengiqale ukukhonza uKristu ngisasemncane, yalo singahambi isikhathi eside noJesu Kristu. Bathi mama inkosi yamkhomba umlilo eRoma, inkosi yathi bona uma wamfika uKristu bamgwaza lehlangothi negazi laphuma lapha lwacima lo mlilo wenkosi lwacima kawonke. ngenxa yezinhliziyo ezimbi wabaswa futhi umlilo ukuthi acedelele uPaul Cup. Yiloko kuhluphekela uKristu mfundisi. Ukuhluphekela ivangeli mfundisi. Kunokuhlupheka mfundisi ukuthi umuntu abesetholakale eboshiwe kuthi wathi ha nabapostolo bandlula khona bangenisejele nabo abapostolo. Kanti wewaganga mfuna ukuthi kuhlukanise sina abazalwana lokho. Ngokuba umfundisi uba seboshiwe umfundisi ibandla sesibhanqa naye. Kunonozibona noma kanazolufanele iqembu lezombusazwe. Umholi wabo uma eboshiwe enecala mfundisi bamlandela kodwa lo unecala mfundisi. Bamseka.
Yeah.
Uma nomfundisi abazalwane bamseka kodwa unecala, ikhothi ukuthola necala. Pastor, kanimba pastor.
Kanimba umfundisi mina na cancer. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
Real radio for real people. Serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Romans chapter 8 verse 36, it says, "As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter." It is the quotation of Psalms 44 verse 22. And of course, Paul speaks something also in 1 Corinthians 15:31. He says, "I affirm by the boasting in you which I have in Christ, Yahushai, our Elohim, says, I die daily." Suffering for Christ also implies that. We're taking your calls. 012-334-1322. Mfundisi Motha, dying daily, suffering for Christ. Just hold on a bit for me, Mruti. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Hey, sawubona Dumela, my brother, Brother Ray.
Hey, Budwami.
Ngiyabulisa ngegama elihle lenkosi yethu Jesu Christu. Ngibulise kubandla lo, kubandla lonke, Brother Ray.
Hallelujah.
And the topic, suffering for Christ, Brother Ray. UJesu, as Brother Ray, lapha emhlabeni, wafundisa ukuthi to qualify, we must deny ourselves and take up his cross and follow him. To deny self-control is to deny self-rule, Brother Ray.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's to function as spiritual alive in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, ofela izono zethu sonke, i-suffering yaqala ngaye, Brother Ray. Elapha ezweni kungelakhe, izwe zange limthandi. Jesus Christ was a rock that was rejected by his own, Brother Ray.
Yeah.
Iyo athi kithi, izwe zange limthande, nathi masazi ukuthi ngale vangeli izwe ngeke lisithande, Brother Ray. Ngoba ngezinye izikhathi sizothukwa, Brother Ray, kuthiwe sizenza ngcono abantu and our family members. Angeke basifune ngoba ikhonza uNkulunkulu ophilayo, Brother Ray.
Yeah.
Ngobona bekukhonza ama idols namadlozi, Brother Ray. Abantu laba amadlozi, abantu abalela abangenasabelo anymore kubo. Labantu balindele iJudgment Day.
Yeah.
Matthew 16 verse 27 ithi, "The Son of Man is going to come in the glory of his Father." Hallelujah. "With his angels, and will then recompensate every man according to his deeds." Nathi siyobona ukuthi nangabe kulelizwe we were suffering for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, preaching to the world ukuthi mabaphume ebumnyameni beze kukhanyeni, Brother Ray.
All the time. Thank you so much, my friend. I really appreciate. Blessings to you.
Blessings to you, my brother. Thank you.
We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. We die daily, and that is suffering for Christ. Mfundisi Mota.
Yes, Mfundisi. Yinto yemihla ngemihla. There are so many ways where we are slaughtered, where we are killed.
Yeah.
All day, you know, kungaba inkulumo ezivelayo, you know, whereby one angaba sahlonishwa ngisho na kuma family meeting. Kuthiwa umxolisi uzositshelani lo ngoba kazilutho. Into ayaziyo nje wazi iBhayibheli. Uyabona okugcina nje ngaso sonke isikhathi empilweni yakho. Ubukelelwe phansi ngabantu abangakholwa bakubone uyinto engelutho ukuthi noma ukhuluma kuthiwa indoda enjani lena kunabantu mfundisi even today abathi lento yensindiso yinto yabafazi bathi indoda enjani lena egijima emva kwegedi zabafazi emasontweni ndiyokhonza uNkulunkulu ishiye amadloza kubo because they are in the dark. Ukhulunywe lezo zinto which will put your name in shame. So singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, we should not lose heart. We should be having the assurance knowing ukuthi lezi nje yinhlupheko zesikhashana uyibiza kanjalo umphostoli Paul uthi they are so light. Lezo zinto lezo akufuneke kube yinto ezofika ithole indawo enhlizweni zethu because if izofika ithole indawo enhlizweni zethu we will end up being dead sifevele ngoba we are like kuthiwani izimvu ezilindele ukuthi ziye kuslaughtering so uma sizokwazi ukuthi sine iqiniso silimele iqiniso noma ngabe kunjani lithi zikaNkulunkulu the wicked plots evil against the just. Kusho ukuthi ngamanye amagama ungenzanga lutho ungagcwayanga muntu but kube khona nje abantu abakusukelayo bakubone umuntu omubi ngenxa yokuthi usodecide wena ukuthi you are going to follow Christ. And what I love mfundisi ukuthi through the sufferings for Christ we are not alone.
Yeah.
So njalo lezi ukuthi ngeke azasifike ngeke azasiyekelele we are there, he is there with us. That is why we are able to bear because on our own bese ngeke size sikwazi ukuthi sikumele lokho. So but uma ngabe simethemba even if ukuthiwa ngezinjani inkulumo noma ngabe kuthiwa we are suffering physically we are able to bear because we know that it is unathi uthi umphostoli Paul yes indeed I also count all things loss ngoba la through suffering for Christ kuzoba khona nabantu abazokulahlekela kuzoba khona nezinto ezikulahlekelayo empilweni just because you are standing firm in him but let alone whatever okukulahlekela noma abe kuthiwa sokuguqukelwa ngabangani bayakulahla uthi mawuqhamuka bese bashintsha ama direction ngoba bayazi ukuthi mawuqala uvula umlomo wakho nje uzobubatshela ngevangeli uzobubatshela ngensindiso baze bakubalekele uzubona ungathi wena uyazondwa no akuzondwa wena ngoba bangamfuni uChrist so ke those are the kind of things singabazalwane singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu ukuthi we must be able and we must be able and ready for that you know sometimes even if you do mawufika endlini ningabantwana nebaningi thola ukuthi wena uphakelwanga kuthiwa ngithi hamba odla le nkonzweni la uphuma khona just because they want to provoke you bavuna ukuthi uliyeke inkolo ubuwenze impilo wenze ngalendlela abenza ngayo but one thing that I know we are the light so when we go through this suffering we know that he is with us because he is the light and he's sharing the suffering with us and we shall be able to stand mfundisi wami noma ngabe kuthiwa izinto zinjani so each and every day we must not lose heart because kunama test usuku nosuku kuba no test ozobhekana nalo ungumntwana kaNkulunkulu.
Absolutely. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Size ukuthi uthini? Hawu. Mala uthi ukuthula baholi bami. Amen. All right. Mampakula. Ay. Mampakula. Ay, angazi ukuthi kwenzakalani. Asizwe la. Mampakula. Ay, kuyabhala. Kuyabhala. All right. Let's do this one. Let's go to Pastor Enoch. All right. I don't know what is happening. I'm just going to try it all over again. And then Sizo Uguti Uti no Pastor Enoch. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Talk to us directly there. And of course, we are keen to hearing from you as to what you make of this. What you make of this. I'm keen to hear from you as to what you make of this. Otherwise, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. That's 012-334-1322. And this is Ugutu Tin. All right. I don't know. I don't know. I think I saw DK here. Mzambuza would go and Zagalana. Bes young jail. Uguti Gwenzagalani Gela. All right. What I will do, Mizunza Imakaiva. Sipo, Yamaz Makaiva. Aya Gamaz.
Mazimpelo Makaiva. Sitalile. Taka Kona Makaiva. Would you wait? That's all.
Hey, Mateta, hi, Kosiyami. Lega makaiva into engithanda kakhulu. Ngizongena kwenye computer. Mina, ngizongena kwenye computer. Nina thumelani, ningakhathazeki, thumelani. Ningakhathazeki, mina ngizongena kwenye computer kuzolunga ngendlela eyisimanga. 012-334 and 1322, give us a shout there. Otherwise, you can also send us a WhatsApp 0826572729.
Mamela inkubo i heart to heart no ayanda nemembe hoko ngolwesithathu ukusukela ku 12 to 3 p.m. sishukuxa ezempilo ezokuhlala nezoluntu sithi chatha nomculo othomalalisa inhliziyo vuseleleka ku heart to heart ngolwesithathu ngo 12 to 3 emalanga. Mamela ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Okanye ufumane podcast ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Aw. Kwala nje nala. Yabona mina ke masekwala kanje.
Umagayiza uyamhlula.
Ah madoda. Namhlanje hawo Nkosi yami.
Umagayiva kasisteering namhlanje.
Akahluleki, akukho nalahluleka khona nakancane. Akukho.
Never Magayiva.
Na noma kungathandwa kanjani. Akukho lahluleka khona. So we are going to look at this very aspect. What do we mean when we talk about suffering for Christ? We are going to touch on that. And of course, I am keen to talk to quite a lot of you about this. It's just that, you know, the technicality of things. How? Namhlanje, imilo, ngithi dololo. Maru Zabon. How Zabon? Zabon. Gizobuya foot. 012-334-1322. We are talking about suffering for Christ. Angaza abantu benze into labantu la benze izinto bavele benze izinto bese kuyamosheka. But I will try by all means ukuthi ngimdlalele everything le ekufanele sidlale. Ningakhathazeki nje kakhulu.
12, that the times will be difficult in the last days. Those who want to live for Christ, they will be persecuted. At times, it's people that call themselves Christians persecute believers who want to live faithfully for Christ. It's amazing that you find people that claim to be Christians, you know, teaming up. They team up with people that are unsaved, mocking a believer whose life is totally dedicated to Christ, because they feel that this person is a threat to them. He's trying to be outstanding, you know.
Yeah.
As he seeks or she seeks to live for Christ. So these are some of the persecutions that believers who live a holy life go through. They suffer even at the hands of people who have Christians that have fallen, who live unholy, because they are jealous of them. They think that they are trying to be much holy, holier than them. This is a nice topic. God bless you.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate. Ngokuthelile mos ngathingi zoyikhona uSipho bese kangihleka. Ki. Lakho ke ngishayile. Ngendledlana ethize yami engathi gaqa kodwa kuyezwakala. Nizwile mos angithi madodana.
Ngiyelile magazi.
Ngiyezwakala. Ngiyasebenzele magazi.
Okay, we take your calls. Give us talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
All right, let's take another one. That is Mem Pakula. Mem Maureen Pakula.
Good evening again, Brother Ray.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mina ngileta makulu okudumisa uNkulunkulu. I'm not suffering, Brother Ray.
Alala.
Ngigcwele ukudumisa uNkulunkulu.
Nazoka.
Here is the another song that I am bringing. Irisimu ra Xitsonga.
Alala.
Hiena Yehova, hiena Yehova. Hiena Yehova, manzi bonanzi sasekil, manzi bonanzi basile, manzi bonanzi sasekil, manzi bonanzi basile, baku hinkwaso kasona. Imitiro ya shikwembu baku hinkwaso kasona. Imitiro ya Yehova baku iena Yehova baku iena hiena iena Yehova baku Yehova, hiena Yehova, hiena Yehova, hiena Yehova, manzi bonanzi sasekil, mashi bonanzi basile, manzi bonanzi sasekil. Mashi bonanzi basile, baku hinkwaso kasona. Imitiro ya shikwembu, baku hinkwaso kasona. Imitiro ya Yehova, baku iena hiena. Iena Yehova, aku iena hiena. Iena Yehova, tina we are not suffering. It's a mikari idzunisa shikwemshaina.
Yes, ma'am.
Greetings, Ramishaweta hi vito lerinene ra matimba ra Yeso Kristo wa Nazareto lwa anga muferi ni muponisi wa mina.
Hallelujah.
Thank you very much.
We suffer for Christ, serving him. And if you don't understand the topic, you'll think that we are talking about you just suffering. But if you really listen to the topic, you will hear ukuthi we are talking about suffering for Christ, what this is even all about. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. And that is 082-657-2729. Send us your WhatsApps, and of course also drop us a voice note on that WhatsApp. Otherwise, give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let us hear what you say. Mr. Swiminji says, Calvary greetings, Muruti Ray and your guests. The painful truth about those of us considering ourselves as Christians is that we think that being a Christian is to be immune to suffering, nazog, or hardships, instead of the opposite of that, because light draws attention and that attention is not always associated with the good things. That is why it is said light shines in the dark, but the darkness has not understood it. Jesus Christ himself said in John 16:33, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. This literally meant that he told his disciples in Matthew 16:24-26, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants, he says, for whoever wants to save their own life will lose it, but whoever loses their lives for me will find it. What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? Romans 8:17-18. Now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God, co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may share also in his glory. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed to us. That's why when someone says, I am not suffering for Christ, I really question if they really are followers of Christ. 2 Timothy 3:12. In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, which means they will suffer. 1 Peter 4:12-13. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that comes on you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice inasmuch as you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. Philippians 1:29. For it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for him. It has been appointed. So if you say you don't suffer for Christ, I'm really surprised. And that's how we should consider ourselves worthy of his sufferings if we go through hardships. And this scripture encourages us to stand firm when every aspect of our life suggests otherwise. Stay blessed. Shalom, my pastors. Now, Mr. Sunjili, I want you to tell me, what do you understand about the verses that you've just quoted? I have just put across a point. If one says they're not suffering for Christ, then who are they suffering for? All right, Pastor Masango, Obabu Philip, putin ngenkos. Konke okuzelwe ngunkulunkulu akuthandeki kubantu bezwe. Iwayini elisha kalisoze lahlanganiswa nelidala. Imbewu kaNkulunkulu engabuni iphambana nembewu ebunayo. Pastor Masango, ngiyabonga kakhulukazi. Inkosi ikubusise ngendlela eyisimanga. Right. Mfundisi Motha, let me bring this to you, my achi. And I am looking at 2 Corinthians 11:23. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more in labors, more abundant, in stripes, above measure, in prisons, more frequently, in deaths, often. We die often, striped, even more and above measure, sometimes we are made to look like fools. All these are sufferings for Christ. Mfundisi Motha.
Absolutely, Mfundisi Wami. These are the sufferings for Christ. Mm. And unkulunkulu uti, even though we are persecuted all day long, kodwa asitelwa. Asilashwa. In other words, ama persecution azoba khona, ama sufferings azoba khona. And we should rejoice when we suffer for him, for his name's sake. Mobiles, Bankulunkulu, little blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Kushuguti, umanga besingena, kule inzungu lezi, in the suffering of Christ, it does not mean uguti we are no longer loved by God. Because kuba khona umuntu ozazibuza ukuthi but ngisindisiwe kwenzeka kanjani lokhu kimi. And uNkulunkulu uthi there is nothing that shall separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Ngabe yinhlupheko, ngabe ukuhlupheka, ngabe ukusafarisha, it shall not separate us from the love of God, but we shall count it as our blessings. Unkulunkulu azo awenzayo empilweni yethu. Ngithanda uPeter mayebhala, 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 14. It says, but even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Akasho ukuthi you will be blessed, uthi you are blessed. So therefore uthi let us not fear their threats, and singathuki, singadadazeli noma ngabe kuthiwa basithusa ngaziphi inkulumo. We should just know ukuthi sithuswa ngenyoka efile engenamandla, but we are blessed. The more si endure in his suffering, the more we are being persecuted, because we are going to be persecuted. We are not immune into that. Kukho ukuthi iy'nhlupheko zizawugega ngale, but ngokuthi for his sake we need to understand ukuthi kukhulunywa lana. Angeke ngithi ngenza okubi, ngihambe ngilale namakhosikazi abantu bese ngishalwa ngabantu ngalele, bese ngithi I'm suffering for his sake. No, but uma ngizosuffera for his sake, it is when I am persecuted for righteousness' sake. Ngokuthi ngime kuphi? Evangelini elinguKristu uJesu, and ngenza ngokwentando yakhe. I understand myself of who I am in Christ. So if I understand of who I am in Christ, when I'm being persecuted, then I will know it is not about me, but it is about Christ himself. And we are guaranteed, Mfundisi Wami, ukuthi amehlo kaNkulunkulu. UJobe angenzanga lutho. Usathane waze wathi uNkulunkulu ebuze ukuthi uyicaphelile yini inceku yami uJobe, because indoda ebeyilimela ini iqiniso, engenzanga lutho, but he suffered. So we should be, open-hearted and open-minded in serving the Lord Jesus Christ, because when we are open-hearted and minded, we should know ukuthi noma ngabe kuthiwa kuba khona ukuhlupheka esibhekana nako, we don't go backward, but we strive forward, because we know ukuthi the kingdom of heaven, it is for us. The glory of God that will be revealed. UNkulunkulu ashiri namuntu iglory yami, but in this time uthi Jesu uthi laba sengibakhulekele, uthi njengoba ngikuwe Baba, so they are in me, so they are with us. So ngaloko iglory kaNkulunkulu izawubonakala phezu kwempilo zethu, because we are standing for what is right, for what is true, for we serve our Father, our God Almighty, through Christ. And without him, we cannot be able to do it.
Mm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. And of course, 657 Media Moeb Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729, and your voice notes there. And otherwise, you can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. Out of Eden, used to play this in the early 2000s. Listen to this.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
All right, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. This is happening throughout. Up to the hour 7, the time has just gone now, 15 minutes to the hour 7. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. We also are listening to your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. We are keen to hear from you as to what you make of them.
Iri tlangelani Yehova ahe yena ululami le tlangelani Yehova.
Ngizobuya kuwe, ngizobuya kuwe. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. And we're touching base. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout.
Okay. Hello there. Hi.
Aubandaibo Nkosi Babri.
Goko. Sawubona.
Nkosi yami ngiyaxolisa umama, Nkosi yami. Hey bandla.
Oh, mam Gogo.
Ngingathi ngiyangena ngeneki.
Ngiyaxolisa Gogo man.
Nami nje ngithi hayi angibingelele ngegama leNkosi.
Hallelujah.
Ya, ngizwa le ndaba imnandi, ngikhumbuza uPeter lapha chapter 4 verse lokuqala ukuthi abayeki ukona bayadibana nezinto. Ngoba sebekhonza uNkulunkulu uthi bayahlufa enyameni.
Hey madodhe.
Abesethi bayamangala uma ungasagijimeli kulezi zinto zabo. Uthi bayadide ukuthi kungani?
Kungani?
Singasaliboni egijimeli ey'ntweni. Kanti indaba enkulu ugibele noJesu.
Yeah.
Ugibele nendoda eyiqhawe.
Hey madodhe.
Manje uDavida uthi Nkosi uma yena engakimi uNkulunkulu umuntu angangenza ntoni na? Uthi bengihlokoloza ukuthi angiwe kodwa uJehova ungamandla futhi uyinsindiso futhi uyihlabelele.
Yeah.
Usebe Nkosi yami ngoba inhlupheko bedibene nazo zikuye. Kodwa futhi wena odibana naze umbone uThixo emkhulu kuzo. Ngoba uma ngiyithobela manje ngiba nenkinga. UThixo besangikhumbuza ngale yami mama womfileni ukuthi wathi lomama ngabe ngibuza wathi hayi konke kuhamba kahle. Kodwa kungahambi kahle kodwa wathi kuhamba kahle. Unjalo-ke umntwana kaNkulunkulu. Akabe ecula njengabantu. Uthi uDavida kumahubo 66 lapha ivesi ka-11 ka-12. Uthi wabe kumthwalo ku-11 ey'nkalweni zami ngasindwa umthwalo. Uthi kodwa engikubongayo ukuthi ngoba umlilo wawukhona kodwa ngawela. Ya, noba amanzi ayemakhulu zazi kukhona izinto kodwa ngawela ngale ngabe sengiyabusa. Uthi uthi inhlupheko nobuyifika ayizukuhlala ma kuzodlula lapho kuloo ntaba leyo. Ayizukuma ihlale nawe njalo njengalifabeke ukuba buhadeni ukuthi ukwaba yinhlekisa laphayani.
Hey, madodhe.
Kodwa uThixo wenkosi yami waziveza enguNkulunkulu ukuthi uyamthanda okwethu okwakhe ukuthi kufuneke eme futhi aphinde ababazi ukuthi ngambona ngiyiloku nje ngenxa yakhe.
Ya.
Ngoba abantu bayahlubeka. Nami nje nkosi yami ngithi hayi ake ngisho ukuthi ngemkhuleko yenu ngisagcinile.
Ah, siyabonga. Siyamphakamisa.
Umthandazo wenu bantwana bami. Inkosi ibe nani. Ngisanithanda ngihlala ngingani njalo.
Hawu siyakuthanda nathi Gogo.
Umbingelele ususi umakoti lo ovame ukuhlabelela icilongo lapha uyangibusisa ngoba phela nami bengike ngicule lapha ngide uyangivusela manje icilongo.
Yeah man.
Yeah, ngoba nami bengisho ngithi kazo zonke izinsuku.
Yeah.
Yebo zonke izinsuku. Ngizalibonga Nkosi yami elakho igama. Awulimnandi linwele. Enhlizweni iligcwele. Manje Nkosi yami singathini kodwa kule ndawo esikuyo esabizelayo kuyo mzala bethu abakayiboni le nto.
Mm.
Basahlele bumnyameni kodwa siyabakhulekela ukuthi nabe beze kule ndaba.
Ngempela.
Imnandi le ndaba, inkosi inibusise, amen.
Hallelujah. Siyabonga gogo. Amen. We take your calls, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. We need to hear from you as to what you make of this and the very fact of suffering for Christ.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564. Or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Hear the Word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Mfundisi wamina.
Kubekore.
Kan mambo mfundisi wamina.
Asibonga le voice lezalophuma mfundisi lethiphuma.
Yeah, yeah.
Uyabusisa, na umori niyabusisa.
Ugogo Majola. Eh.
Ugogo Majola. Uyabusisa kakhulu.
Kakhulu man.
Hayi, bathole ngase ngaphupha ngelinyelanga ngaphupha ngithi isihlahla amacabanga aso lawani amabhulara ayaphela wonke.
Eh madodana.
Isikhathi avithi bewonke asaphele.
Eh.
Sengona nezi nje.
Yeah.
Kodwa kufanele kufike isikhathi avele sayamanti ngandlela nalesi yasikhathi lesiya.
How?
Lawa kuqala.
Mm.
Manje izinhlupho kuma zifika mfundo zike zisihluphe. Kuphela konke kwethu.
Mm.
Kuphela kuvela ukusha ukudlula lo. Ya, kana mambo bosu.
Kani mambo mfundisi mina na cancer. We taking your calls, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. And of course, touching base on this, the very issue of suffering for Christ, what it is even all about. What it is even all about. I'm keen to hear from you. Right. And of course, you can send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. We are touching base on this, the issue suffering for Christ. Right. Let me read also. Philip Masango Tingbone. Yeah. Oh, Pastor Masango Fundile Yako. Mr. Simjwili. Everyone is tempted, and it's through temptation that we are truly tested if we truly are children of God. In fact, suffering is commended to us Christians because that's our path to true discipleship. No test, no promotion. We all must suffer, Pastor, irrespective of our earthly blessings, since our home is in heaven. And if it is in heaven, then we must go through this very path. When you say you are not suffering, you must be worried as a Christian, because you might be carrying the wrong cross, which Jesus Christ did not carry. These are the words from Mr. Simwinji. Mr. Simwinji. Thank you so much. We're taking your calls. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let me bring it to you again. Jabu. Now, listen to this. This is just amazing. You know. In Philippians chapter 3 verse 10. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection. and the fellowship of his sufferings. So when we suffer, we are actually fellowshipping with him. When we suffer for Christ, we are in the fellowship of his suffering. Being conformed to his death. So we must not deny the fact that we are suffering for Christ. It is wrong of us if we do so. Jabu. Finally,
right,
let me just give you a minute on that, and then besengzo nigeza umfundi Simon ngoba isikhathi sesambile vele. Yes, Jabu.
All right, thanks very much, my friend.
Mm.
Yes, indeed, we shouldn't take it as a punishment to suffer.
Mm.
That's why even at first I tried to explain that it's not about suffering like that is carnal, where maybe you are going through, you know, like even Fundi Simon tried to also, but so I believe that the spirit of the Lord will reveal even more.
Mm.
But it's just sharing, it's sharing in the suffering of the Messiah. So just like he came to bring the message of another kingdom that is not of this world.
Yeah.
And he was rejected to the point of crucifixion. So also, as we are his disciples, we also are viewed in that light also by the world. You know, that's how we share. Just to support Philippians 2, that is quoted in 2 Corinthians 1:5, it says, "For as we share abundantly in Christ's sufferings, so through Christ we share abundantly in comfort too."
Yes.
In comfort too.
Mm.
So as much as we share in his sufferings, also the victory that also we saw the Messiah, you know, like receiving from the Father, we also receive because we are sharing in his suffering.
Hallelujah. Wow. Thank you so much, Jabu. Mpunis Mota, let me give you also a minute. I'm looking at the word in James chapter 5, verses 10. "My brethren, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Elohim as an example of suffering and patience." In our suffering, we must be patient. Mfundisi Mota?
Absolutely, Mfundisi. In our suffering, Apostle Paul 5:3, it says, "For the suffering for Christ produces perseverance."
Mm.
So in that way, that is when we should learn to rejoice in tribulations, and knowing that the tribulations will actually produce us good. It will produce us perseverance. We should learn to the old prophets, abasafa balimela kepha ini evangeli leqiniso. And this is, Mfundisi, a step by step that we need to learn. It is a process of transforming from suffering, and ukuze siyibone leyo nto leyo as a joy and something that Mfundisi fanele ukuthi sifunde kuyo through experience, ukuthi si go through those things, because ngaphandle kwalokho asizi kuba nako. That is why David athi, "It was good for me that I was afflicted," because uma sithola that affliction kwesinye isikhathi iyenza ukuthi sizazi imiso sikaNkuluNkulu and stand for the word of God in everything.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mfundisi. And Sipho, let me bring this to you. Now, First Peter says in chapter 4, verse 16, "Yet if anyone suffers as a believer, let him not be ashamed, but let him glory in this matter." Our sufferings for Christ should not make us ashamed. We pretend as if we are not suffering. Sipho, finally, your minute.
It's amazing, Fundis, and so sad, but when people, they say they are not suffering, you ask yourself, we are called a lot. Anyway, Milaglo verse, make chapter 5, verse 10 to 12, Uti, because we are expected to do as our master has suffered, we have to shame, to suffer the same shame, suffering. So, as a man, Mundo Kola, the Bela for Nagan, Matthew chapter 5, verse 10 to 12. "Blessed are those who are persecuted of righteousness, for theirs is their kingdom of heaven." So, suffering for Christ, it means the kingdom of heaven belongs to us, and we are in this kingdom, and the kingdom is within us. Verse 11. "Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of against, of evil against you because of me." We are blessed in this when we are persecuted and falsely accused, when we're insulted, we should not be ashamed of that. Verse 12, "Rejoice and be glad, because greater is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." So akucali ngathi mfundisi balaleli akucali ngathi kufethe nokukhuluma kabi akucali ngathi ukwangikhela uzungu but nevertheless asibuyele emuva for whatever backward never uma abapostoli baphuma bejabulile ngale verse olifundile ku Acts chapter 5 ukuthi ku verse 44 ukuthi baphuma bejabulile we suffered for the sake of his name nathi were prepared to suffer in the name of Jesus.
Thank you so much, Sipho. Next week, we are going to be talking about a devoted life. If we say we are living a devoted life, what do we mean? When we say our lives must be lives of those who are devoted, if I'm saying I'm living a devoted life to Christ, what do I imply? What do I mean? Yeah, that's how we end it. Thank you so much, Mfundisi Motha.
Mayahi, thank you so much, and a blessing to you and your loved ones. Nabalalele makhaya, blessings to them. Mfundisi Sipho, Mfundisi Jabulani, sibonga kakhulu. We have learned a lot tonight.
Hallelujah. May the Father bless you too. My friend Chabu, thank you so much, man. We love you.
Thanks, my friend. I love you too also. From the Sota, I love you. From the Sipo, I love you. Nabalalele bonke, makas busisa sonke uNkulunkulu.
Awuzweke siyabonga kakhulu. Hey Sipho, masibonga kakhulu kowingelele lapha ekhaya.
Awusakwenzi njalo, mshini upompa amanzi, magayiva ke lo. Awu, bathele mfundo, sibonga makhulu balele inkosi umuntu busise. Mfundo Jabulani and Dominic, Mfundisi Motha, we love you. God bless you.
Awu siyabonga kakhulu. Next week, we are talking about a devoted life, what it is all about. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening. Thank you very much. Just a bit of this. Just as Godfrey had said, we are going to be compiling a powerful album on this, man. So, looking forward. Powerful album on some of the songs, gospel songs, nevertheless. Siyabonga kakhulu. And of course, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for the WhatsApp. Thank you for the calls. Thank you to our guest. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like him in our lives. His name is Yahuwah Elohim. We bless him even tonight in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach. By his Holy Spirit, he guides us into all truth. From Mire, it's been great. Tuda! Shabbat.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.